Hello.
Hi, my name is Kristen. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Yes, ma'am. This is he who called.
Okay, and I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I just need to see about filing for unemployment compensation.
Okay, have you filed a claim before?
Yes. Yeah, I have to every year about this time, every year for the past 8 years.
All right. What's your social security number?
It's 423-96-9023.
All right. And your name?
Jimmy Cranford.
All right, and can you verify your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number?
Yes, it's May the 29th, 1967, and my mother's maiden name is McKibben, and my license number is it's 71924. Oh, 04.
All right. Okay, so to file a new claim for your first name, it's J-I-M-M-Y?
Yes.
And last name is C-R-A-N-F-O-R-D?
Yeah, that's correct.
And for your date of birth, you said it was May 29th, 1967?
Yes.
All right. And your gender?
Male.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
10th grade.
And your mother's maiden name one more time?
McKibben.
And for your driver's license, that was for the state of Alabama?
Yes, state of Alabama.
And that was 7192404?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments. There's direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Yes, direct deposit.
And is that going to be for a checking or savings account?
It's probably a savings. Yeah, a savings account, I think it is, yeah.
All right. And what is your routing number?
Okay, the routing number is 2622844415.
All right, that was 26228415.
Yes, that's correct.
And your account number?
It is 172000054109.
All right, that was 172000054109.
No, it's 45109. I'll repeat it to you. I know it's got a lot of zeros in it.
So after the five zeros, it's 45109?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. Yeah, after the 50, it's 45109.
All right. And what is your mailing address?
It's 1604 Main Street, Gaston, Alabama, 35904.
All right, that was 1604 Main Street, Gadsden, 35904.
Yes, that's correct.
And is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's a good phone number you can be reached at?
256-553-6999.
That was 256-553-6999.
Yes.
And it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment compensation benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. So the first question is, which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? There's Burner, Macy's Plaza, Putnam Mills, Pyramid Cleaning, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And the next question is, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? There's Florence, Tuscaloosa, Decatur, Tala, or none of the above?
Tala.
And the next question is, which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? There's a Dodge Shadow, Alfa Romeo Spider, Plymouth Neon, Mercedes-Benz M-Class, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles?
I think I have Dodge Shadow.
All right, and the next question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Gray Road, Stoneway Trail, Sampson Avenue, Legends Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Sampson Avenue.
And the last question is, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? There's Henry Drive, Mars Avenue, Turrentine Street, King Street, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Turrentine Street.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And what is the last day that you worked?
It was Friday, December the 9th, 2022.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Yeah, I work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 15.
15?
Yes.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Probably $16 an hour.
And do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, should be returning on April the 4th of 2023. I mean, April the 3rd, that Monday, be on a Monday. We usually always go back the first Monday in April.
April 3rd?
Yes. Yeah, 2023.
All right. And are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yeah, well, I get laid off every year for like 3 months out of the year. It's just seasonal road construction.
Okay. And what is your job title or job description?
I guess labor, traffic control, or...
There's production labor, construction labor.
I guess construction labor.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what's the name of your separating employer?
It's Charles E. Watts Incorporated.
Charles E. Watts?
Yes.
All right. And what's a good phone number for them?
Area code 256-547-2554.
All right, that was 256-547-2554.
Yes, that's correct. I have the address too if you need it.
No, sir, it's okay. And what was your employment start date?
Maybe the exact date. I know it was January, February. I think it was around May the 10th, somewhere 2015, when I first started working with them.
Okay, so around May 10th of 2015?
Yes.
And you said the last day you worked was December 9th?
Yes, December the 9th this year.
And what city was the work performed in?
Gaston, Alabama.
And have
well,
you?
Well, we go to all different cities. I go all over the whole state.
Okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? There's vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am. We receive our last two paychecks.
All right. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And is this your separating employer?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working? There's quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Just lack of work, seasonal, weather. I work 9 months out of the year and laid off 3 months.
Okay. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
All right. I need to give you your temporary PIN number. Do you have something you can write this down with?
Yes, sure. I'm ready.
All right. It's 2367.
2367.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to read you some information about your claim.
Okay.
So the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday, and you'll need to make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days, or if you have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Okay, so I need to do my first call in on this Sunday.
Yes, sir. This Sunday, the 18th.
Okay, the 18th. Yeah, let me write that down. Yeah, I know. I have to go through this every year for the past 8 years, but I guess that's all all I can think of right now, huh? I sure do thank you, for all the information.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
And I'm gonna go to my local career center probably tomorrow morning, or I may do it this afternoon. And go ahead. I usually go there and, let them update my resume and file for employment and all.
Okay. Yes, sir. As long as you do it, I think it's usually like within the first week, then you'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so very much, hon. I sure do thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome. And I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims on. I hope you enjoy your day.
Thank you. You also.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.